Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Radio Show with your host, Coach Chanel, but also known as Coach Chanel Rosebud. I am here today to bring you the topic of what love is not. I'm going to give everyone a few minutes to join in before I get started. So I'm going to allow a little bit of time. Right now, I'm going to give you the rules that I would like for you all, or some instructions. It doesn't have to be rules, but to follow. And one would be to mute your phone to avoid the background noise. I will also open up the lines for everyone towards the end so that you would be able to do Q&A. I may even do some breakout sessions in between if there is anyone who would like to, ask me a question as I go along. Many of you may know that on my show, I also, I go to biblical facts, say a closing prayer at the end. So if it, at any time you feel like, you don't want to stay on, that's okay. You can actually, end before prayer. But I welcome everyone to stay. In this world that we're living in right now, it's imperative that we understand some of the things that we may have overlooked, due to the hustle and bustles of life and things like that. So I like to reiterate on some specific things that we're seeing across the news. Things are happening in people's homes. We're in a pandemic where COVID has literally, kept us in with loved ones and everything, children, husbands, wives, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, family, brothers, sisters, moms, and children. And in this critical time that we're in, we are to actually start to embrace love, right, instead of, denouncing love. So when it comes to love, I'm going to get started. So when it comes to love, the reason why I chose this specific topic today is because what love is not, I'm going to go to biblical truths first, and then we'll go out into, what we see today, okay? And so you'll understand why it's so relative for us to really understand or take a step back from our daily routines to process this thing that we call love or that we use so lightly. 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to go there. I'm in the New International version of the Babel Gateway. Okay. If I speak in the tongue of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I come and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that I can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. So that is biblical facts of what it means to have that love that does not do those things, right? But in the worldly ways, those are all the things that take place daily. And, the word love, I love you, do you love me? We say it so lightly, but do we ever really think about what that truly means before we say it so fast? Do we commit in relationships and things like that, saying that you love somebody when it's really infatuation that drives you? So now I am going to actually go into some relationship.
Toxic behavior. Okay. And when I say relationship, I don't mean just a relationship as far as husband and wife or spouses or boyfriend and girlfriend. Relationships. Everybody has a relationship, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with a family member, a coworker, a boss, you know, and things like that, business partners, networks. We have relationships with people, whether it's an intimate relationship, a personal or a business relationship. So all of these characters, all of them go hand in hand in any relationship that you're in. And so as I speak on this topic, what love is not, I really want everyone to take a close look at even themselves in these characteristics, because we oftentimes don't look at ourselves. We look at the other people, right? But we don't look at ourselves and hold ourselves accountable to see and make sure that we're checking our own character, you know, and personalities and behaviors to ensure that we're not doing these things that are toxic and that it really is not love. So I'm giving this, I'm referencing where I got the information from. So this comes from Inc.com, okay? And says that you're in a toxic relationship. So number one, all take and no give. Any relationship in which you experience withdrawals of energy without deposits will leave you in the negative. So if you're pouring and pouring in and pouring into somebody else, but you're always feeling depleted and it just brings you down, you know, it makes you feel in a low place, depression, doubt, and things like that, that is a signal that it's not love and it's toxic. Number two, feeling drained. If instead of feeling happy and productive, you're always mentally, emotionally, and even physically drained, it's time to reevaluate, right? And it could be that you're pouring in so much, but you're not taking care of yourself because you're trying to please someone else without looking at yourself. Again, where are you lacking at, and making sure that you are taking time out to reflect on what you need in your relationships. But if you have consistently, if you're consistently feeling this way and it's draining you, it's time to reevaluate some things. Lack of trust. A relationship without trust is like a car without gas. You can stay in it all you want to, but it's not going to go anywhere. Where is it going without gas, right? Hostile atmosphere. Anger is a sure sign of unhealthy relationships. You should never be around hostility because it makes you feel unsafe. When you start to feel anxious and fearful and things like that, somebody's always angry. You know, you say one thing or something happens or you drop something and they're always hollering and yelling and screaming, and that is not love. You should never feel ashamed. You should never be spoken to in such a way that it's degrading you and making you feel less than. That is not love. Occupied with imbalance. A one-sided relationship can never run smoothly. I don't care if it's, again, a marriage, a business partnership, family, friends. If it's one-sided, how can it run smoothly when it takes a team, right? Relationships are a team, okay? Constant judgment. In judgmental relationships, criticism is not intended to be helpful, but rather to belittle. Again, there's that word, belittle, making you feel less than. Just constantly degrading you and making you feel like you're less than, okay? That is toxic. That is not love. Unreliability. Mutual reliability is important to building trust and is at the core of any good relationship, okay?
So if you're doing and doing and doing and you're dependable, you can be, you know, you can be counted on and you're always there for people and you're feeling no support on your end and you're trying to build this trust and they're not reliable, but you are reliable, right? Meaning if a trauma or a situation or occurrence happens with you, and you're stuck by yourself, but you always see yourself serving, it's toxic. To build trust, trust is very important in any relationship. Non-stop narcissism. This is a big one because for the last few years is when I started hearing narcissism. And I didn't understand what it was until I read up on it. And I'll have another discussion or a show about narcissism, but today it's about what is not love. If the other party's interest in the relationship is really just a reflection of him or herself, it's impossible to achieve any kind of balance because love is also not selfish. Relationships take two. So if it's always about one thing or one person, Me, there's no team in I. There's no team in me. That is not love. Loaded with negative energy. It's almost impossible for anything positive to come out of a relationship filled with negativity. It's the mindset. What you speak out of your mouth holds weight, right? So if you're always speaking negative, what's going to happen? You're going to have negative outcomes. Because that's what you're expecting and that's what you're speaking. So being around somebody who is negative all the time will dim your light. It'll start to really put you in a low, dark place, and then you start to feel discouraged, right? That is not love. Lack of communication. Communication, there is no relationship. Period. Period. How can you have a relationship when you can't communicate? Period. Continuous disrespect. Mutual respect is the first requirement of a good partnership. Mutual respect is the first requirement of a good partnership. Mutual avoidance. Spend your time avoiding each other. That tells you all you need to know. If you're in any type of relationship and you are avoiding that, that's a sign that it's toxic. You need to reevaluate while you're avoiding it. Because if it's avoidance issues, then that means that's not the place for you because you don't want to be anywhere where you want to avoid it, right? Insufficient support. If you cannot turn to each other, is there a reason to be in the relationship? Right? Because relationships are built on trust. If there's no support, you can't trust the person. What's the reason for being in the relationship, right? These are toxic cycles. It's not love. Ceaseless control issues. If one person is in control or a constant tug of war is going on, you're probably spending too much energy navigating the relationship. You should not have to do that. Control issues are a sign of insecurity. They're toxic behavior, okay? And they can yield every last one of the things that I discussed above, all in control issues. Never-ending drama. Good relationships improve your life. They don't make it messier, right? So if you're in relationship, business deals, family, if there's a lot of drama going on, it's messy, and it's literally affecting your mental state, your energy, your emotions, your spiritual being, it's not love, right? Persistent self-betrayal. Now, I'm going to go here and say this one more time. Persistent self-betrayal. If you find yourself changing your opinion to please someone else, you're in a damaging relationship. Because that means that you are literally setting your beliefs, how you feel, your emotions, and everything about you aside just to compromise opinions, right? To appease someone else. We are all able to have our opinions, and everybody should be able to be open-minded about what we feel and how we feel. We should never have to compromise that to appease another person. Constant challenges. All relationships go through challenges, but good relationships work through them. They work through them, two or three or four or five, depending on whether it's a couple, family, business, right? Co-worker, boss, team. Everyone will go through challenges, but you have to be willing to work them through. If one person does not want to and they're not willing, let it go. It becomes toxic. Okay. 18. Feelings of unworthiness. It's an insidious thing, negative, right? Relationship. They leave you feeling like you don't deserve anything. You feel worthless. You feel unappreciated. It's toxic because these are things that are actually building up in you, right? So the more of these things that are building up in you, that makes you, it's not love. Bad of entrapment. Is the other person a positive force in your life? Or are you there because you don't see any way out? That is a vab of entrapment, entanglement, as they say now. That is not love. Always undermining. If a relationship, excuse me, can't be reassuring, it's failing a crucial test. In any relationship, sometimes reassurance is critical, okay? Empty pretense. Smiles don't always mean everything is okay. That's why communication is important, and if you don't have that, again, what is the point of being in the relationship? Packed with uncertainty. When nothing is sure, forward movement feels impossible, right? How can you go forward when you're uncertain about right now? That means that it's going to cause you to be on edge. You're never going to know what's going on. It can cause you to have racing thoughts, you know, and feel insecure. And that's when insecurities and doubt and things like that may come into play, or even assumptions. That leads you to assume, which is not healthy, toxic. That is not love. Brimming with envy. Partners are never equal in all aspects, but that should be a source of strength, not of a source of disruptive envy, okay? Because in any and all relationships, you have one who is stronger in one area, one may be weak, but you come together, and where you are weak, he or she is strong. Or they, depending on if it's a team. And where you are strong, you help the other person that is weak in that area. Not a tit for tat, not a competition. Those things are not love. It's toxic. It becomes toxic, okay? Permeates victimhood. You can't move on into the future if you're tied to someone who will keep you stuck in the past. So when you're in relationships and they know you and they bring up your past, your faults, your flaws, mistakes, failures, when they bring that up and make you feel less than and keep you stuck there, how can you move forward? How can you heal? Right? That means that you're staying stuck in a bondage situation. That is not love. Diminishes your self-worth. When you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't acknowledge your value, it can be hard to see it yourself. So you'll start to become blinded by your own self-worth you'll start to lose bits and pieces of yourself trying to stay in a relationship that only sees what you can do for them, but not uplifting you and supporting you for and helping you for what they can do to help you, right? They bring you down. You start to lose hope. You start to become more insecure. You need validation. You start seeking validation, okay? That is toxic, and it is not love. Laced with dishonesty. Every lie between partners undercuts a little bit of the relationship. Why? Because you lose trust. Every lie makes the trust lessen more and more and more. Okay? Lying is a toxic, a very powerful toxic trait in a relationship, and it is not love. Makes you unhappy. If someone is constantly making you unhappy, you owe it to yourself to let that person go. Why? They say that you are responsible for your own happiness, and I truly believe that. But when you're happy, if you're with somebody who always tries to dim your smile, cut your smile off, you know, say things when you're happy and glowing and you're proud of yourself and things like that. If you are around somebody who always wants to, like, throw darts at you because you're happy, it's toxic. And it is not love. Lowers your high standards. Toxic relationships can cause us to slowly begin accepting what was once. So, again, when you have standards and you get into a toxic relationship, it can literally start to break down your beliefs, okay? The things that you would never stand for before, you start to accept. You start to accept and you start to actually decrease you to appease them. That is not love. Because anyone who loves you, or they're not going to trigger your standards. They're going to respect your boundaries as you respect theirs. So be careful with the things that I am saying today, because I want each and everyone who is listening to be able to reflect, to ensure, and if there's areas where you feel like you've done this or you're doing this, it's not too late to change it. This is self-love work. Because, again, usually there's an issue with the individual that is lacking self-love. And until you can acquire what self-love truly is, what love really is, you can't love another person because you don't even love yourself. So today I come to you because I wanted to share these things with you. I felt like it was imperative for me to speak on this. I have a few more that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to close us out with a prayer. But filled with criticism, a nonstop barrage of criticism never helped anyone improve. It's not about making things better, but boosting the critic's ego. Brings out the worst. If you are constantly being your worst, you cannot be your best. Cannot do anything right. If you cannot do anything right, maybe the relationship is all wrong. They are toxic characters of a relationship, toxic behaviors, and it is not love. Relationships are important. And a toxic relationship can cost you dearly in time and energy that you could be putting to much better use. Stay true to yourself and your values, your boundaries, your beliefs. Listen to your heart and be strong if you need to get out of this relationship. Okay? Be strong. Love you. And we will do a part two, going to be what love is or what love looks like, okay? Because we got into what love does not look like, what is dysfunctional relationships, dysfunctional habits,
and traits of a relationship. And lo and behold, to be honest with you, there's a lot of women who have these toxic traits. And so that's why I don't want to really target or say, you know, it's just men. It's not just men. There are a lot of women who have this toxic traits. And it comes, sometimes it comes from like your background, your childhood and things like that. But that's why I'm touching on it, because it's imperative right now that we start to uplift, we start to heal, and we start to gravitate to the things and the people that will be positive for us, that will encourage us, that will support us, and that has purpose and value in our lives. Our children are hurting, the homes are broken, and I believe that it's time for me to take a stand and have this voice to encourage families and marriages and relationships and businesses and, you know, corporate offices, whoever is listening, to try to do a self-evaluation, not only for your relationship, but for yourself as well. So thank you for joining Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer, and please share this with anyone you feel like may, you know, be in a relationship or even have some of these behaviors that, you know, you want them to just listen and maybe get a word or two from it. I am a relationship and personal development coach. I am a speaker. I have a new book release that is out right now that you can obtain, where we have 12 phenomenal, successful authors who have overcome shame, secrets, and sadness. And we gave a little bit of our lives in this book, but we also left everyone tips, okay, tips to help them get through that they can apply in their lives starting from the moment they received the book. All different walks of life, all different stories, but they all relate to somebody, and they will all be able to help somebody. So you can get the book at changetheworldcollective.com. You can also go to Amazon. The title of the book is called Free from Silence. Okay. And you also can go to Barnes and Noble as well. If you want more information from me, you can go to, again, changetheworldcollective.com. I'm on social media handles. You can reach me at Selfless Love Talk on Facebook, Women Who Encourage on Instagram. I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. I thank you all for tuning in again. I hope I helped you in some way today. And Father God, I just thank you right now for everyone who is listening. Thank you for the platform, Father God. I just pray that you would step in and intervene on behalf of our listeners today, Lord. I ask that you would help them in the areas of need. I'm praying that you will show them what true love really is. And true love comes from agape love, your love, the unconditional, unwavering, faithful, true love. I pray for their households to have some peace. I pray for their homes to have what they need. I pray that the children shall not lack, that the parents should not lack. I ask you, Father God, to intervene on anything that the enemy tries to set forth to harm these families, Father God, or any family, Father God. I pray for the hand of the man or the hand of the woman to be seized and halted. If there's any sign of abuse, Father God, hold the hand, Lord. Hold the hand. I pray for these women and men to have hope, and when they have hope, to have hope in you, so that they can embrace the inner parts of themselves like never before. You are doing a mighty work right now in the land, Lord, for your people to heal, to love, to embrace, and to be appreciative of one another. Life is a gift, and we should appreciate the gift of life. We should appreciate the gift of family. We should appreciate the gift of marriage. We should appreciate the gift of being able to be incorporated in teams as partners on one accord, Lord. So I just pray for everyone to have a common ground of peace, trust, respect, love, without harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for everyone on this line. I pray for everyone that will come across this line to be blessed, to be safe. Make sure you're wearing your mask, your gloves. You know, make sure you're doing your due diligence because it's all necessary. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.